Next, section three, I want to look specifically at professional work, which does cause some problems for AAT members at times. The first thing to say is that we cannot assume that all professional work is excluded from the construction industry scheme. Advisory work and consultancy advice is normally excluded as professional work. However, managing the construction and doing technical work may be included within the scope of the construction industry scheme, as will an architect who is also acting as a developer. Professionals whose work involves project management or supervision, other than architects and surveyors, site foremen, clerks of works engaged in a supervisory capacity, will all be included within the scheme. Employed foremen, clerks of works are outside the scope of the scheme. And of course, as employees, any employee indeed is outside the scope of the construction industry scheme. The following work is excluded from the construction industry scheme: the professional work of architects or surveyors or of consultants in building, engineering, interior or exterior decoration, or the laying out of landscape. But we must note that this exclusion does not apply to all professionals involved in all construction projects on a self-employed basis. It applies to surveyors and architects, even though their professional disciplines do or may include supervisory or executive functional responsibility. The work of architects or surveyors, if done within their normal professional discipline, is excluded in all circumstances from the construction industry scheme. It will only apply to other professionals whose services are consultative, not executive, standing apart from the execution of construction work or its management. Other professionals are consultants if they supply technical advice, assessments, plans or designs, but are not involved in the day-to-day execution or oversight of a construction project. A consulting engineer, interior decorator or draftsman providing a design are regarded as consultants, as they are not in the chain of command running from the contractor to the worker. They provide designs. They provide designs, advice or recommendations that are acted upon by others who are accountable to the main contractor. Therefore, their work is excluded from the scheme. The exclusion covers traditional functions of surveying land and inspecting properties. It extends to subcontractors performing specialised functions such as soil testing, industrial radiography, non-destructive testing, welding inspection, environmental testing, and pipeline inspection, where this may involve, for example, robot vehicles known as pigs. However, if the survey goes beyond inspection to include carrying out any remedial work, the exclusion from CIS will no longer apply. So, for example, if a robot surveys the pipeline internally and at the same time makes good any defective joints, that would be within the scope of the scheme. If a surveyor engages labour on subcontract terms to carry out work, such as digging an inspection trench for the survey or boring for soil samples, then that work is treated as part of the professional work and is not subject to the operation of the construction industry scheme.